Hi, Doom Scrollers. If you've ever looked at your bank account and thought, maybe I'll just skip emotions this month, they're too expensive. You're in the right place. This is Apocalypse and Avocados, and today we're talking about the wild world of millennial inflation, where even a box of tissues feels like a luxury purchase, and crying is basically a high-risk, high-cost activity. We're unpacking the absurdity of $8 oat milk, the emotional toll of grocery shopping, and why our wallets are emptier than our self-care jars. So grab your emotional support water bottle, clutch your last affordable avocado, and let's laugh so we don't cry, because honestly, who can afford the dehydration? Let's get into it.
Apocalypse and Avocados.
Hey, Doom Scrollers, welcome back to Apocalypse and Avocados. Today we're going to talk about why we still live here, even though the price of everything has gone up. Unfortunately, Carissa can't join us today. She saw the price of eggs and she had to lay down for a little while. But I am still here with Sean. How are you doing today?
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. I guess. As great as I can be in this economy.
Yeah, don't I know it? Everything is fucking through the roof.
Yes. You know it's bad when the price of therapy and the price of oat milk are both on the luxury item list.
Yeah. Yeah, the price of meat is insane. We said this from the beginning. There was going to be $5 a fucking pepper. Now it pretty much is.
Yeah, it's insane. Even our cat's upset about it.
Thankfully, my parents have chickens because the price of eggs is ridiculous. I went to the store. We went to the store the other day.
I was like, I was with you.
We went to the store the other day, and it was, I want to say it was like $12.99 for an 18-pack.
I didn't see how many it was, but I did see there was something for at least 11 and change. So $12.99 for 18-pack doesn't sound far off.
No, it's fucking ridiculous. How is anybody supposed to afford anything?
I don't know. Did you know it's crazy that there's a statistic I read that 60% of millennials are living paycheck to paycheck? Jesus. And that would leave 40% that aren't. And I assume that those 40% are either lying or they're being funded by their parents.
I mean, we know that my sister lives at home still. And that was just mainly because she couldn't afford to move out.
Yeah.
But she was living out of the house for a while. Her rent was like, she lived in a fucking shoebox, to be honest. And she couldn't even afford her groceries, really.
And that's not for a lack of her having a good job or anything. That's just the price of how much everything costs these days. And the prices just kept going up in the area she was in as well. So it didn't make it any easier for her.
Yeah, and then you go to the store right now, and of course, the fucking tariffs have hit from fucking prom night dumpster baby that is in office, and it's ridiculous. Sorry. Mexico is our third largest trading partner, and they grow all of our fucking produce. So why would that be the first country that you would put tariffs on?
I don't know. I just keep thinking back to that video we saw the other day with the woman at the open air market buying all of her fruits and vegetables for the whole week for $9, $9 US essentially, and it costs us, what, 40 sometimes?
Yeah, you go to the store and you honestly can only afford to kill yourself at this point. You have to buy all of the freaking high fructose corn syrup, pumped fucking laden food. Even that you really can't afford now, because a box of General Mills cereal is, what, $8?
Well, yeah. I don't know what the price is now, but I can remember being a kid and my mom and dad saying that certain name brand cereals were too expensive. It's like, oh, we're not going to get that this week because we got some other expensive ones. And the prices have gone up at least $1.50 since I was a kid, probably more. And I think the boxes have gotten smaller.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I remember my parents used to get some really big boxes of cereal that would last us weeks.
Yeah.
And we were a family of five.
The freaking family size one looks like the regular one.
Yeah.
The way it used to be. And that's ridiculous. And then you get these bags of chips. Honestly, $6 for fucking Doritos. Insanity. Insanity.
60% air.
Yeah, 60% air. You open the bag and you're like, oh, this is going to be amazing because it's a family size. I have more than enough.
20% hopes and dreams.
Yeah. And then you look inside and honestly, it's never a good sign when you can pop the bag and not crush any of the fucking chips.
Well, it's funny because I feel like way back when you'd buy chips as a kid, you had to be so careful where you put them in the groceries because stuff would crush them and you'd have dust. Now you don't have to worry about that. They're protected by air.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to crush those.
They have an airbag.
Yeah, literally. Built in.
Yeah, it's nuts. To be honest, making the salaries that you make now is not going to make it any better. Now, taxes are going up. The cost of rent is going up. And these people, we're just suffering.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that comes back to the idea that because we're a capitalist country, everyone needs to be making more and more and more. And I think that people need to get to a point where they say, okay, I'm making enough. This is enough. People don't need to be giving me more because I'm providing something. I'm getting by perfectly fine. And maybe these people deserve to get by a little bit better.
Yeah, absolutely. When the fuck is enough? Some people need to understand that you have more than a lot of people. And that should be enough for you, but it's not. That's kind of disgusting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that so many big businesses, every time there's something like a minimum wage increase, they start to think to themselves, oh, that's going to take this much away from our profit. And even though our profits are up four times what they were last year, we still need them to be up six times what they were last year because we're greedy. So we need to figure out how we can make sure that we're still going to have eight times more profits. Suddenly, you've gone from needing to have four times more to doubling it. And who's getting screwed over? The worker. The low man on the pole is the one that's getting fucked.
Yeah, and can we just go off of that for a second? We went to the store the other day, and I've never felt so Hispanic in my life as when I make a pretty good living right now, way more than somebody who is checking the receipts. This is not a dig at anybody, but I do make way more than somebody who is standing to check your receipts so that you can't get out of the frigging, we'll just say it. You can't get out of the store. I was going to say the name, but
I'm not.
We all
know which one. We all know which one.
And we had literally just checked out with an entire bedroom set, and this man watched us check out.
We're talking multiple pillows.
Yeah, and a comforter set and everything. This man watched us check out at the self-checkout, let every single white person go in front of me and then stopped me to check my receipt. I'm like, dude, I was standing not 15 feet from you checking out. You like kept eyes on me the entire time.
Can we also talk about how he presented it? So you got some pillows. Okay. Something clearly not something that's going to be easy to fucking steal, dumbass.
Yeah, I got some fucking pillows. You know what else? I got a 401k. Like, shit. I do not need to steal from this store.
I was going to say all your teeth, but...
Oh, that too. I mean, we're not going to be judgmental there. We know quite a few people that do not have all of their teeth.
Including myself, so...
But, yeah, that was so... I don't know. It felt so disgusting. You shouldn't be living in a country that does that shit.
It pisses me off because I'll be there. If it was me walking out, they wouldn't say anything to me, probably. Most likely, I wouldn't have anything said to me. But you're walking out, and even if you're walking out with me, suddenly you need to be questioned. So hold on. How come it was fine when it was just me, but when you're there, who makes more money than me, you suddenly need to have your receipt checked. I can't wrap my head around these things, and it starts to infuriate me when people who look like me start to do stuff like that, because then it's like, you're sort of guilty by association. Even if you're not doing it, someone's going to start to expect that from you.
Yeah.
And that's what I hate, because I don't want to be one of those people.
Well, I understand. It did take everything in me to not like punch the guy in the forehead, because this animosity, this racism, this blatant like hatred that's going around needs to stop. The whole reason that this country can't be successful is because we're so fixed on tearing each other apart.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous. Yeah, you wouldn't get stopped coming out, but let's be honest, I'm pretty fucking pale right now. I'm a lovely shade of eggshell. And I honestly shouldn't have been stopped. It really drives me nuts. But
even if you were the darkest shade of brown, you shouldn't have been stopped.
Exactly. But on top of that, just getting back to the whole inflation talk here, how about the fact that when we went there and we just fucking pillows and a comforter set and a couple of little other items was over $200.
Yeah, and on that same topic and on something else you brought up, the tariffs, how about the price of coffee the last time we bought it?
Oh, fuck this. Like, we drink it every single morning.
Sometimes multiple times a day.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Well, because he put the tariffs on Colombia, which is where the coffee that we drink comes from,
yep.
It's insane. We went normally when we started living here. It was about $4.75 a brick.
Yeah, it was just under $5, I think.
And it was $8.99 the other day. And that's really not the same amount of
coffee.
Honestly, I would have raged and took that whole fucking store out. If that shit goes up anymore because this asshole is in office, I am going to take out a few fucking shelves. When I go in there,
just faint, fall into them and faint because of the prices.
No, I'll look like a complete jackass. I'll be sitting there kicking the shelf, trying to get it to fall down like dominoes.
Just throw a temper tantrum, start kicking and flailing on the floor.
Like a baby crying.
Yeah, complete full on baby crying. And then when they ask why, I'd be like, I learned it from the best.
No, I'll just get fucking arrested. I'll get arrested if I did that, especially in our town.
All right, I'll try it. No, I'll probably get arrested too.
No, they're going to be like, do you need something? Do you want a lollipop?
Get this guy an apple juice.
$1.75. Discounted. I don't know. How about the fact, I know that because of the tariffs, a lot of things are going up. But the fact that a pizza, an entire pizza, cost $28.
Oh my, yeah. What was it the other day when we wanted just like a one topping pizza and large pizza? It was how much? 20.
It was 22.
22 bucks. That's insane.
But to add a sprinkling of peppers and maybe a piece of sausage, just one in the middle, was what? It was $28. And then it would have been 52 if you ordered it on DoorDash.
You have to question if that sausage is made of exotic meat or not, because why is it that expensive?
Made of panda.
Who knows? Ostrich. Something.
Small little gerbils from Peru. Yeah. It's imported, that one piece of sausage.
I was going to say, I don't know how much sausage a gerbil can make, but I don't think I want to know. Please, no one tell me. Not interested.
It's just not acceptable. And it's not the only thing that's like going up. How about the fact that your cell phone bill keeps going up?
Mm-hmm.
Your cell phone plan doesn't really improve.
No, never.
So if the quality of something does not improve, why would you charge me more?
I want to know that all the time. Like, I get that restaurants have to change prices, and I can understand fluctuating within a dollar or two, but when you suddenly are giving me the same exact thing for $5 more, or maybe you're giving me less for $5 more, I'm like, okay, what are we doing here? Because you should have just made it smaller so it cost you less, not charged me more and made it smaller.
I mean, it's crazy. When we moved here too for the cable, when we were... It's something we need. We work from home. We absolutely need it. The internet went from being, after a year, so it was $155 when we moved in per month. And then after the year, to keep the same plan, it was $192, I believe. So, but the quality of the service didn't change. So why the fuck did I have to downgrade my internet plan to literally half the speed to maintain the same payment?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. On that same topic of things changing and prices going up and whatnot, we were talking about food a minute ago. Did you know that in 2024, Domino's chicken bites went from 10 to 8, but the price did not change?
No, I didn't. Mm-hmm. That shows how much we go to Domino's.
No price drop, but they switched it from 10 pieces to 8 pieces.
That's awful.
And how much could that really be saving them?
Right.
That's the real thing.
Oh, yeah. We're not going to give you these jalapenos for free on these anymore.
These two pieces that probably came from the same piece of chicken as three other orders, we're just not going to give you those two so that we can make one more order off of the other three. And now we've basically got an order for free and you're screwed. Yeah. That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, also, the price of gas, I understand. So I understand with inflation, it's not...
We just have to ask MAGA.
They can go fuck themselves with the rustiest dildo they could find. That's what I have to say to them.
A rusty dildo?
Yeah.
Do they make metal dildos? I hope.
I mean, sure they do.
I mean, I wouldn't. I guess.
You've seen metal butt plugs.
Come yeah, on. So I guess, yeah.
Yeah, they have the metal ones, the metal vibrators, too.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, like the ones with the bullet and stuff.
Yeah. So they can go fuck themselves with the rustiest one they can find. Or if you really feel so inclined, find a glass one, shatter it in your asshole. That's what I have to say to you. Anyway, before, the price of gas is...
Whew. That took a turn.
Insane. And the fact that people, in particular certain generations, do not understand how inflation works.
Yeah, a lot of people just don't grasp it at all.
It is a global thing. It is a global economy. So therefore, what affects one country affects another. Inflation is caused by people driving up the market, especially in oil. Oil comes from a foreign country. It is not a renewable resource. We buy it from overseas and Colombia. And when we don't have enough, they jack up the price, therefore causing those taxes and payments to fall on the American taxpayer to cover all of the money that we've spent to buy this oil. Now, we live in the greenest state as far as green energy goes. And our house has an oil furnace that we do not use, mainly because it's broken. And we switched over completely to electric. What happened when we did that?
Oh, my God. They increased the electricity rates and our bill skyrocketed.
The electricity didn't get better.
God, no.
We lost power 3 times that year. It didn't get better. No. So why the fuck am I paying more? And on a smaller salary, that not particularly me, but this somebody who's working on a smaller salary and you're going to jack up their electric rates.
Yeah.
They can barely afford to do what they do now.
And then they wonder why people can't save for emergencies and people don't have money for these surgeries and things that they can't plan for because they can't even afford to pay their electric and their grocery bills. Mm-hmm. Never mind have to put money aside for some major surgery.
Exactly. And then biggest scam of them all, health insurance. You pay out the ass for health insurance in the hopes that one day when you need it, it'll cover you.
And then most of the time they don't want to.
Exactly. And then you have to get a prior authorization for a medication that could save your life. Literally could save your life. Now you have to ask the insurance if they'll cover it.
Well, I heard that California introduced a new bill so that people could sue the insurer if they delay or deny services or coverage. So if that goes through, that'd be really freaking awesome. That'd be game changing for this country.
Honestly, that is amazing, but that needs to be on a national scale.
Yeah, I agree.
And the fact that California, which in itself could be the size of a country, and there's been many talks of them becoming their own country.
Yeah, I've heard that quite a few times in my lifetime.
But what also people don't realize, they are the biggest producer of parts and adding to our gross domestic product in the country. So if they left and seceded and became their own country, the American dollar would just like fucking plummet.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Moral of the story, keep Californians happy so they stay attached to the U.S. Just a thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
They are so happy, though.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't be with all that fucking sunshine? Although, I bet you L.A. is really fucking screwed as far as, like, the tariffs and the price of their produce and stuff. I can only imagine what it costs over there.
Because they import a lot, is what you're saying?
No, because they have... They're expensive to begin with, living in Los Angeles.
Yeah, because it's a big expensive city.
Right. So imagine when they go to the grocery store now with the tariffs on all of this food. I know that they postponed a few of them.
I mean, I can't even imagine I'd be on a diet just because I wouldn't be able to afford to eat.
Exactly. It should never come to that choice, whether I'm going to eat tonight or I need to pay my rent.
Yeah.
And the fact that it comes to that so often, especially for the millennials, which were promised everything money-wise, and we just got fucking screwed.
Yeah, we were basically told the sky is the limit, and then we went to go for it, and they said, no. Why do you think you get that? You're entitled. Sit down, you little brat.
The sky is the limit, but you'll never reach it.
Yeah. There's someone up there with the mallet just knocking you back down.
But it's ridiculous. It should never come to those decisions. And health insurance, you, as far as I'm concerned, we are paying you for a service. You need to provide that service. We don't ask that service all of the time. So you need to be there when we need you.
And enough of the, we're not covering that because it's from before we were with, that's some bullshit. If your health insurance, you're to cover people's healthcare costs, to assist with healthcare costs. The idea that you're going to not cover something because of when this person got it is absolutely asinine.
Oh, you're talking pre-existing.
Pre-existing conditions, not covering certain medications for no fucking reason other than they don't want to.
Right.
It's fucking stupid.
It is stupid. And it's sickening. Honestly, this is the whole issue with the Mangione case.
Yeah, that's what they're naming that bill after.
Oh, talk about a fucking sucker punch. That's awful.
At least that's what I heard. I don't know if it's true, but hope it is.
Mangione law. Oh, my God. I see why people see him as a hero. I don't necessarily agree that murder is the way to become a hero.
Yeah.
I can see why they think he is, though, especially when it comes to that. But as far as other things go, we were talking about inflation. And so, yeah, that's how it works. Because it's a global economy, one affects the other. And we do not control that. So when the people were out there harassing Biden and talking about how terrible he was as a president because things cost more, they cost more all around the world.
Yeah.
It was not just America that was affected.
But another thing that people need to understand with inflation is that when inflation hits, the price goes up based on the demand for something and the availability of it. So if it's not as much availability and a lot of people want it, they're going to make it more expensive because people are going to be willing to pay more. Once they start being able to charge more for it, it's almost impossible to get them to bring the price back down. So you have to get to a point where you say, I'm not willing to pay this much for this anymore. And you have to stop. And everyone has to stop. Otherwise, the price is going to lock in and you're going to be set with a new normal. And then when inflation hits again, it's just going to go up even more and it's never going to come back down.
Yeah, because of the way they think is you're paying for it now. Mm-hmm. Why bring it down? I'm making a killing.
Yep.
So we're not.
And then when the cost goes down, they just want to take in all that extra profit.
Right. Eventually, it will become the cost to make it will go down, but they're still getting all of that money and profit because people will pay it.
Yeah, just because they can.
It's ridiculous. Speaking of inflation and tariffs, remember when they said that the iPhone was going to be, what, almost $3,000?
Oh, yeah.
That's ridiculous. You shouldn't. Is it even made here? I don't even think it's made here. I think it's made overseas.
Yeah, I think so. I think
so. That would explain why, because it's imported.
I think China.
Yeah, that's for a phone. For a phone, people have. It is a necessity now. I agree with that. To have a phone, especially when you live in a remote place like we do.
Yeah,
you'll need to call somebody for anything. But the fact that they've made us so dependent on them it's pretty terrible. But speaking of that, they also are inflating the price by making you have to pay for all these extras on these apps.
Oh, absolutely.
So you go in and you buy an app because you're like, oh, this is going to help me eat better.
And then you need a subscription to the app on top of the purchase price.
Right. And then there's
a pro plan.
Yeah. Then there's in-app purchases. Oh, you need to buy this so that you can make guacamole that's going to make your ass get smaller.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, do you want to know how to do this? Purchase this special lesson for an additional $12.99. Go fuck yourself.
Everybody's out to get more money from everyone. And the fact of the matter is, we pay it.
Well, I mean, what do they expect from us? We're just trying to fight late stage capitalism and look hot in our Instagram stories.
That's another thing. The people that just go out, the TikTok people that just go out and they flex and they make a fucking grand. Like these thirst traps.
Listen, I get that it's hard work to get your body like that, but it must be nice that that's what you get to do for work.
Right.
And do not fucking complain about it, please. Because some of us have to sit there or stand there or move our fucking bodies for 8 to 12 hours a day, and it's exhausting. So consider yourselves lucky.
I hate when people are like, how are you still fat? Maybe because I can't go to the gym for 5 hours, 6 times a week. I don't have the time, simply.
Yeah.
And you are ripped because you can. Mommy and daddy pay for everything for you. So you can literally make the gym your life.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say on that. You have no right to complain about anything, especially inflation at that point. Maybe with your hair products. But yeah. So I'm a little perturbed. As you can see. I want to punch a few people. Let's hope that doesn't come to that.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we've officially entered our girl math era of the apocalypse. It's just like nothing adds up. No. Everything is craziness. I have to figure out how to pay $200 for groceries, $300 for therapy and medication, and then I still owe $1,500 for rent or a mortgage. It's like I don't make that much in in a week. What is going on here? But that's just like a portion of the prices that we have, what we have to pay. See, right. I'm getting discombobulated just thinking about it.
Yeah, you have to spend, what, 2/3 of your check just to live and hope that you have $300 that can stretch until the next time you get paid. Also, this semi-fucking payment system is the fucking birds. I'm just saying.
I hate it.
You should not be paying somebody twice a month.
Yeah.
That's ripoff. You can't, unless you're on a dual income household, that does not benefit anybody.
Even then, sometimes it's not beneficial.
Right.
Like, we get paid in, bimonthly, is that what it's called? And we get paid in the same period. So, yeah we get a big lump sum, but we also have to wait in between if we have an additional expense that it kind of wipes us out.
Yep.
So, it's just, it's...
Do you know why they do that?
Something to do with taxes, right?
No, it's the cost to run payroll.
Oh, that's what it is, yeah.
Because it simply costs you an additional $100.
To run it each week.
To run it. I mean, it can go, it spans, depending on what program you use. You get to screw over all of your employees.
Wow.
That's not acceptable. Not at all.
No, that's ridiculous, isn't it? I know so many companies that do it that way too. Mm-hmm. And it's just, and most of them make so much money.
Right. And they're making money off of the people that are working for them.
Yeah.
So the least that you can do is do something that benefits them other than getting them a goddamn pizza party. Let's be honest. Fucking
pizza parties.
I would rather a raise than a fucking pizza party. Mm-hmm.
I'd rather you give me an extra $20 as a bonus than give me a fucking pizza party.
Right.
I want to use that $20 on whatever I want to use it on.
$28.
Exactly. Yes,
make sure you can afford the pizza yourself. Oh my God. You're just getting me going on a tangent here. But yeah, then when we were growing up, let's just say that when we were going to the movies, for example, you'd go to the movies and it would be what? $7 to $8, $6 if you went to the matinee.
Yeah.
But it was $7 or $8 to go to the movies. It's $36 to go for two people now, not including the popcorn. And what the fuck is up with this picking your seat before you sit down? That never happened growing up. You went into the theater and you sat down wherever you wanted. Now you have to pick your fucking seat.
Well, I think that was a COVID thing.
I think it's a stupid thing. Some things from COVID don't need to stay.
I don't know. I could be wrong about that, but I think that's what it's from.
I wish that 6 feet away would stay.
Yeah.
Remember when you only had the during COVID? COVID was a terrible time, but there were some things that were better when you'd go to a grocery store and you'd have the one way down the aisle. That was awesome. You never had to fight with the asshole that leaves their carriage in the middle of the aisle and you just want to kick it. Like today, when we went to the grocery store, you had the woman that left it right in the middle of the aisle where there's a whole, what do you call that? Like the pie stand in the middle. And she leaves it right in the middle of the other lane and then walks off to the right.
Yeah, I just don't understand why people do the things they do. It's not hard to just make enough space for someone to walk by. It's really not.
No, and not to mention her carriage was full. Full to the brim. What do you do for work, bitch, that you can afford to fill your damn cart?
Yeah.
And then you take that privilege and walk it across the aisle that you didn't park your cart in, and go to get some cheese out of the fucking freezer. It must be nice to afford cheese.
Another thing, why do people put their bag, like their purse, in their carriage and then leave it on one side of the store and walk all the way over to the other and then they keep glancing back at it like, hope no one takes it. Hope no one takes it. Well, why don't you just fucking take it with you?
Yeah, no one would take it if you took it.
Then you wouldn't have to worry about it. You could focus on what you were looking for.
She was panicking. People panic. They put it in the carriage and they leave it at the end so that they don't have to walk into people, it makes it easier to get down the aisle. But when you have that much anxiety about your purse, maybe you should take it.
Maybe that's what happened to Christy Noem. She just brought $3,000 to the grocery store, cash.
I mean, she could probably afford everything. That's about what it costs to fill your cart, right? $3,000.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, about that these days.
Yeah, if you go to that, what is that store in California, Erewhon?
Oh, yeah, you were telling me about that one. I never even heard of that place before.
It literally is nowhere backwards.
It's a very interesting name for a store.
It's like when you watched You. Remember when you watched You and then he was with Love and her parents owned the grocery store and it was Anavrin, but it was Nirvana.
Oh, yeah.
Backwards, same thing. Erewhon's nowhere.
That's backwards. Probably where they got the idea from.
Yeah, probably. Well, I'll tell you right now, I'm not going nowhere near Erewhon. That fucking store was ridiculous. I believe there was a sandwich that they went in there and it was like $25 for the sandwich.
What was it? A grilled cheese with truffle dust and tears of generational gentrification?
Baby tears. I think that was the mayo.
Jeez.
I don't know. It was ridiculous. And then you see them with like the half pies and
a half pie.
Yeah, half pie. You can only afford half.
How much for a half pie?
I couldn't tell you. It was wicked expensive though.
I can't.
So
why do these stores exist?
So people can boast about how much they can spend. TikTokers can boast about how much they can spend.
See, this is the problem with this country. The food does not need to be this expensive.
No.
It should not be that expensive to eat.
It's a necessity, not a freaking privilege.
Yeah.
It's not a... Going out to eat is a luxury that not many people can afford, especially millennials.
Tell me about it.
We would go out and we would eat and feed the two of us when we first started dating, so back in the Stone Age, 12 years ago. And we would get a meal, and it would be, if we got drinks, it would be like $80. And that was with the tip for the server. Now, if we go out, it's about $220. And so we don't go out. We eat at home.
Or if we're really feeling delusional, sometimes we'll like check our debt, we'll disassociate, and then we'll order dinner delivery.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever the day is calling for.
Which... You can't afford now.
No.
Either, because DoorDash had jacked up their fucking prices.
Well, thankfully, nothing delivers to where we live, so we don't really have that option anymore, but...
I mean, pizza delivers over here, but yeah. Who's going to pay $28 for a pizza and then another $28 just to have it delivered?
And then a tip.
No, that's with the tip.
Oh, I thought that was just the delivery fee.
No, $56 is enough. Delivery fee is like $6 and another $2.99 if you want them to come directly to you.
Yeah, what I'm going to spiral for a minute. What the fuck is that?
The Express?
If I am ordering food, why is my delivery driver going to go to somebody else's house first? Yep. No, they should pick up my food and bring it directly to me. And then somebody else should get the other person's food and bring it to them.
Right.
And then they can swap. They don't need to be picking up extra clients on the way.
Right.
That's not how this works. It's not how any of this works.
It's not how it should work. But
then my food is fucking cold.
Even when you pay the express, it comes cold.
Yeah. Oh, don't get me started.
I mean, we're only... Okay, so put it into perspective. We're 17 minutes away from... the pizza place that we order from. And I drive pretty fast. So we cut that down. It's still hot when we bring it home. But I'm 17 minutes away. So therefore, you should take 17 minutes to get to my house. Not 35 when your freaking food is sitting on top of the oven and it's lukewarm because it's been sitting there for fucking 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then they give it to you. So if you have a grinder, for example, and they have that, they cooked it, and it's waiting up top, and then you get it, and it's all soggy.
Yep.
You pick it up, and it's oil all through the freaking bag, and the sandwich falls apart.
Yeah.
And they charge you $16 for it. Not acceptable. Not acceptable.
No, not at all. It's absolutely insane how much things cost, how little you get for them. And it honestly, it feels like not only do we not have the money for hobbies and like just interests outside of work and just living, but it just feels like we don't have the time for it either.
Right.
I don't have the time or the energy anymore.
Right. Because they don't value a work-life balance anymore. They just want you. You're essentially just a light bulb. And when you burn out, they're going to screw another one in. They're going to.
Yeah.
And put another one in.
So according to Forbes this year, 1 in 3 millennials say that they are too tired for any hobbies.
I see it. It's just been pure exhaustion just this week.
Yeah.
And mind you, we don't have to go anywhere because we work from home, but it's just pure exhaustion. And even when you get to the point where you can go out and you have a little bit of disposable income, you're too fucking tired to do it. You go to the liquor store and you drink like a fish and you feel awful for the next 3 to 5 days because you're hangover. And you have no desire.
So I've got some scenarios for you. Let's find out what you would do in these situations. So.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to give you some absurd scenarios around basic comforts. And I want you to let me know if you would pay this for them or if it's just not worth it.
It's all not worth it.
An iced coffee and the delusion that you'll get your life together today for $6.75.
For the delusion.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that iced coffee doesn't cost that?
No, and it's not worth it either. No, hell no, I wouldn't pay it for a fucking fever dream.
A single avocado and 2 minutes of inner peace for $3.29.
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
I mean, a massage costs like, what, $100 now? So, I mean, that 2 minutes is worth it. I'd buy the avocado. I don't even eat them.
Just for the 2 minutes of inner peace.
Right.
Therapy with a licensed human, $180 an hour. Or talking to your plants. It's free, but they might judge you.
I don't care. I'll talk to the fucking plants. $180 an hour. What does that doctor need? Is that so they can afford therapy so they can go talk to another therapist?
I don't know, but I have just a quick little fact here. Average price of therapy without insurance is over $150 a session.
Not acceptable. You should be able to talk to somebody. That's the whole reason that people have guns. And they fucking go crazy.
People need to talk to people. That's why we have this podcast.
Exactly. This is therapy. It's expensive therapy, but it's therapy. And people, if you could talk to somebody and honestly dissuade them from doing something rash or just allowing them to get something off their chest and not charge them $180, don't you think it's worth it?
Yeah. I would say so, but that might just be the bleeding heart in me.
I don't even think that's something that you should capitalize on. Mental health is not something that you should make money off of. It's something that I feel is a necessity.
Well, that's kind of how I feel about healthcare in general, like just all encompassing. I feel that if you are in the healthcare industry, you should care about prolonging people's lives, making people get healthier and finding solutions for them, not finding ways around covering things and ways to charge more or stop. And there's just so much wrong with the way healthcare is approached, especially in this country. It really makes me sick sometimes.
And then paying the $70 so some man can fondle your testicles and tell you you're all good. Like, that's a little weird. Or the
turn your head and cough.
Paying the $70 so someone can stick a finger up your ass. Be like, you don't have colon cancer.
Oh, you can tell just by that?
Yeah, just by swishing around in there. You better hope someone took a shit that day. I know. I'm sorry. I keep bringing it back to that.
You knew it was going to go there. We almost made it the whole episode without him bringing it back to shit, and you brought it back.
Sorry. It wasn't intentional. It ties it all
so
together.
So he says.
It was not intentional. But somebody going in there and moving up their finger, sometimes they don't even do that. Just shove it in. Dry shove it in. Look. Oh, you got some polyps in there.
I knew a guy once who, when the doctor told him that he had to schedule his colonoscopy, he asked him if he could bring his own lube.
I mean, it's a valid question, apparently. And then you have the ones, the gynos. That should be a necessity as well, and not charge them an arm and a leg so that you can go in there and they can open you up like a frigging... With those forceps, they put you in the stirrups and then they lube up that little metal fucking beak thing and shove it in there. And then what? They shine a flashlight in? Go down the hallway just to make sure you don't have cervical cancer. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what the fuck they do. I don't go near cooters, but even so... You should have access to that. And I did see this. Remember Adore Delano from RuPaul? So they're both trans. Her boyfriend. Partner. And I watched the TikTok.
I can't think of his name.
Anyway, I can't remember. I watched his TikTok the other day where he was literally calling doctors to find a gyno that would take him. Because he's a trans man, so he still has a vagina. And he is like, no one would take me. Everyone thought it was a joke.
Well, did you see the I don't know if it was a follow-up or a previous one, but it was a video. He was talking about how when people are at the doctor, you should just mind your own business and leave them alone. Because he has to go there, and he's at the gynecologist, and everyone's, like, giving him this crazy eye, like, he shouldn't be there. Yeah. And one thing, first of all, you don't know what goes on in people's pants, and it's not any of your business what's going on in there. But second of all, even if he wasn't the one that was there for the doctor, he could have been waiting for someone. He could have been waiting for his girlfriend to be getting out of the doctor. So just leave people the fuck alone, please.
Can you imagine how uncomfortable that must be for a trans man? To have to go to a guy now?
Yeah, like just to begin with. And then to have people staring at you and making you feel more uncomfortable about something like that.
And then you have to hope that the doctor's not really judging you, too.
I can't even imagine what it's like to have so many things that would come up as a potential concern on a daily basis.
Yeah. And then they still feel the need to charge you for this. Or the mammograms for women, too. Like, you have to pay $200 to have your tits squeezed. Uncomfortably, which I don't really know if it's ever comfortable or feels good for you. But, yeah, you have to pay $200 to have your tits flattened to a fucking pancake so that they can, run an x-ray, an MRI through it. So to tell if you have boob cancer, breast cancer, let me be politically correct. That's not okay. Like this, you're paying for this insurance. These things should be covered.
Yeah.
Especially since you're the one who wants it. I don't want to go in and have somebody flatten my fucking tits to a tortilla and then have to come home. Can you imagine how much that must hurt when they get home?
I'm sorry. You're telling me that after all of this time, they have not found a better way to do this. If that had to be done to guys' dicks... They would have found a much better way immediately. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
So why are they over there putting women through this pain?
And then charging
find
them
a better way.
It. It's like when you go to the frats, when they're pledging the frats and they have the paddle and they're slapping their ass. Thank you, sir. May I have another? That's essentially what it is. Like you're going in for all this fucking pain and they're charging you for it, too. I don't want to be here any more than you want me here. So why are we charging somebody? This is the problem. There's many problems with this country.
So many problems. Don't even get us started.
I think we're too started right now.
I mean, there's just so much. There's so many things wrong. The price of rent, did you know that it's gone up 21% since 2020?
No, but I believe it.
That's insane.
The price of toilet paper went up too. Wonder why. Can we talk about that for a second? Why did everybody feel the need to buy all the damn toilet paper?
Just so someone else couldn't have it.
Is it just so that everybody, like, because they knew everyone was going to take shits at home?
Probably.
So they just jacked it up. You screwed us with the toilet paper. Anyway,
sorry. It never went back down, right? It's always stayed relatively high.
It's extremely high. Like, I think a 12-pack is like $21.99.
It's okay. Just use girl math. If you buy a whole bunch of rolls on Afterpay, it's not real money, so it doesn't count.
It only comes back to you fourfold. The fact that people, like, for that, for example, the fact that people have to split things in four because their paychecks come every other week or twice a month just to live.
Or because you can't afford to tuck that money aside like people used to save up for an item and then just go buy it outright.
Right.
Nowadays, you can't do that. So you're like, okay, I can afford this much here, so I'm going to pay this. Then I'm going to postpone this payment, and then I'm going to pay this one. And I'm going to pay this one late because it's my only option.
Right. And then you have to hope that nothing comes up in that. Like, if you have a pet and the pet gets sick, you have to hope that nothing comes up because otherwise you're screwed.
And that's another thing. Pets getting sick, just bringing your pet to the vet to be checked because something seems off can cost you $200 or more. And then to find out nothing is wrong sometimes. And don't get me wrong, I'd rather know nothing is wrong than have something missed. But when nothing is wrong and you're still charging us this much money and you don't have to do anything else.
Right. It's absurd. It just goes back to what you were saying. Doctors should be in it for the patients and not necessarily for the money.
Yeah.
It's obviously a desired profession because people get sick or need medical treatment, which is honestly hysterical with this freaking presidency because he's just stripping fucking rights away.
Yeah.
Stripping the health insurance, attacking Medicaid, all these things that these MAGAs voted for are literally just being taken away, and then they have the same excuse every time. It's got to go up, got to go down to come back up. Okay, we'll see that when your health is in decline. And what the fuck is with these anti-vaxxers too? Like, measles and should not be a fucking thing.
No, it shouldn't be, but you know, we have what's-her-face to thank for that.
Didn't we have a polio outbreak too?
Yeah, the polio was on the rise again.
Do you guys not understand that polio, that's where the man in the iron lung.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you not understand that the only reason there aren't like half the population in iron lungs is because of the polio vaccine, you dumb fucks?
Yeah, like seriously, get vaccinated. It's stupid not to.
And on that note, there is absolutely, do your research, look it up, because I can promise you there is no scientific evidence that vaccines cause any harm or any form of autism or mental change or anything like that. It's completely fabricated by that blonde woman, a crazy fucking blonde woman. Anyway.
But no, there is scientific proof that autism can be caused by the GMOs that are in our food.
Yeah, but not from vaccines.
No, not from vaccines, but to know that you're paying all this money to have food in your house that essentially is poisoning you.
Yeah.
It is pretty bad. But yeah, that's my spiel.
Well, we've talked about a lot of the negatives with what's going on, but I do have a couple little tidbits that are more on the positive side for you here. So just to let everyone know, if there's a Costco near you, Costco's rotisserie chicken has been $4.99 since 2009.
Wow.
They are considered a loss leader. because they have not changed that. They've stuck with it. They seem to actually care for the most part about their customers and just the communities that they're in. And not so much on the topic of the economy, but just on the girl math topic. Girl math TikTok videos have over 1.3 billion views. It has completely become a culture.
Wow.
And I just want to mention that also because it's spiraled into other things as well. Like there's dog math and cat math, bro math and kid math and what's gay math. It's just like the weird things that so I don't know, have an example of bro math off the top of my head, but I can try and find one.
Is that trying to like justify buying something for the price?
So if you spend, this is the example it gave me. If I spend $500 on a new gaming system, but it keeps me home and not at the bar, I made money.
Okay. I can kind of see that. I can kind of see that. I don't agree with
it. Here's another example of girl math. I spent $200 on concert tickets because joy is finite and Harry Styles isn't.
Okay. Spend $200 so that you can be jam-packed with everybody's tit sweat on you. I don't want to. No. Harry Styles, very good-looking man, but not worth it.
Or the Taylor Swift concert tickets being more than rent, but worth it for the serotonin surge.
Taylor's hard. Because that might be a good concert to go to. I don't think anybody, no. Everyone, I'm pretty sweaty because she jams them in like sardines.
Nope. They all do nowadays, though. That's the name of the game, it seems like.
I just don't want to.
It just seems like too much work. I want to, if I'm going to go out, I want to have fun. I don't want to be pressed up in between people, not being able to move or breathe.
Yeah, have someone's boner on your back. That's not cute.
Smell someone's swass.
Ugh. Concerts, we used to go all the time when I was younger, but then now I think about how unsanitary it is. I don't think I want to go back.
Yeah, I just want to be in my pray, cancel my plans era. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, I think that millennials get to a point, too, with their age, and they're just like, it's not old, but you start wanting to be a homebody and not going out, and then people make plans, and they're like, we're going to go at 9:30, and what the fuck are you doing out at 9:30?
You're going out at 9:30?
Yeah, we're not in our 20s.
I thought we were coming home at 9:30.
We're not in our 20s. We're not invincible anymore, where you would brave the cold storms with no fucking jacket.
Whenever someone says, oh, so you want to meet up around 11?
No.
At night?
Absolutely not. 11 in the morning? Let's go to brunch. Yeah, that's cool. No.
11? My dog has to go to the bathroom around that time. I can't meet you at that time. I've got stuff to do.
Not to mention these people that are still going to the gay clubs at this point.
I mean,
in your 40s and stuff, and you're staying up until 2-3 in the morning hoping to catch a piece of twink ass. No.
Okay, if you're doing it once in a great while to celebrate and that's the only time you're expecting to catch a piece of twink ass, then whatever, have fun. But if you're going out there every fucking weekend, every night, and you're chanting wrecking your car and losing all your money on some little hoe, then get your shit together.
Yeah.
There's more important things to do.
It sounds exhausting.
Like sleep.
Yeah. Honestly, I'd rather sleep at this point.
Trust me, this coming from a reformed hoe, it gets old.
And
it does.
Who the fuck has time for naps? You don't take naps as adults.
No, even when I try to take a nap, I can't. Like, I'm shocked awake out of the fear that I have something to do.
Yeah. No, naps are not a real thing for adults. And if you do take them, how do you have the fucking time?
Explain to me how you take them, where you fit them in. I need, like, a dossier so that I can start training myself to take naps.
Right. Like, shit. I don't know how you're freaking doing it. You can't. No.
Mm-mm.
And then you're doing it in between like two or three jobs because you can't afford a box of Captain Crunch.
Oh my God. I miss Captain Crunch.
Yeah, you stare at it now.
You just walk past it in the grocery store like, do I need this?
Moobs, instant moobs.
Yeah, that's the deciding factor. Do I need this? No. Do I want it? Yes. Will it give me bigger moobs? Yeah, I should just move on.
Honestly, if you eat it now, it's just going to be stuck with you for the next 15 years. So no.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Yeah, it's not good. And honestly, we've burned through a lot of topics. I think we're good for today.
You want to wrap it up?
Yeah, wrap it up like a condom during Pride Month.
That would be rainbow. Or maybe green apple. Who knows?
Why do they make flavored condoms?
So I was originally told that it was so that the man can penetrate the woman and then he can go down on her and it will be flavored. But I don't know that that's true.
Okay, so you can fuck her and then eat him out.
That, yeah.
You could have just been crass.
But then I've also heard that they're for oral sex, but I don't know why people wear a condom for a blowjob. It just seems...
Make sure it doesn't go in your eye.
I mean, I know why they do it, but I wouldn't... it's not for me.
No. I saw one of the gay TikTokers I used to follow and keeps coming up in my For You, where... He had a red freaking eye, and he's like, yeah, when somebody blows their baby batter on your face and you get some in your eye, why does it fucking burn? Is there any help for this? Asking for a friend.
You're clearly the friend, sir.
Yeah. You look like somebody freaking gave you pink eye, fucking farted in your eye.
I was just going to say, you only have fucking pink eye over there.
It's not cute. Some of these sexual gay TikToks, it's just not cute. It's not cute. Anyway, thanks for spiraling with us. May your bank account recover faster than the economy. And remember, if life gives you lemons, check the price per pound before committing. We'll catch you next time.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to Apocalypse and Avocados. If you laughed, cringed, or yelled same at any point, do us a favor. Hit follow or subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you never have to miss an episode. If you really want to make our day, share this episode with a friend, or three, who needs some chaos and avocado energy in their life. Don't forget to follow us on socials for behind-the-scenes rants, memes, and questionable life advice. You'll find us everywhere at Apocalypse and Avocados. Seriously, your support keeps us going and might even save us from being replaced by podcasting robots. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time.